Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Wednesday. Sorry, I got to change my chair. I can't sit in this chair. What kind of chair is this? It doesn't have stains all over it.
You know, I hadn't really looked at that chair.
My chair?
Yeah, your chair. Until the day you were gone.
Yeah.
Last week.
It's disgusting.
And Marcus was sitting in it and he goes, man, this chair's too low.
Oh, no.
And I think it was Bryn goes, oh, that's Sarah's chair. And so when he got up out of it, I was like, oh!
Yeah, it's hideous.
It's filthy.
What? You know, you do stuff.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you sew a cover for that thing?
No, because I mean, I'm not the only one that sits in this chair. I have to assume other people. I mean,
I thought everyone threw it aside once.
Most people like the blue chairs.
Yeah, well, they look a lot newer. Remember when they used to look really new?
Yeah.
But this chair, we got the, I mean, it's been in the studio since, I think, 1997. I've been sitting in this chair for, and it's just the right height for me. It's just exactly the chair for me.
You say so.
It allows you to hunch over just like you like it.
You know, like this, right? So it's a gross, you know how office chairs are. It's freaking disgusting. So it's gross. I should take a picture of this horrible chair. Like, it is so stained and like people have like
and
wiped
people are going to be like, oh, have this chair. Have a
No. I'm not asking for it.
You're not asking
for it. I love this
chair.
I love it. I don't, I mean, so what? So it's gross looking. Like the sides of it, you know, it's fabric and people clearly wipe their hands on it. And I'm sure I've done it. Like, you know, you wipe.
I don't think people
don't
use
think
it.
So.
I think you're alone. Whatever has happened to that in the last
I always see it shoved to the side.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, I do think I'm the only person that uses this chair now, but I don't think it was just one
ever,
of the
right.
others.
Forever,
one of the
yeah, right.
chairs. So, I mean, between me and who,
I think people wipe their hands on their jeans, not the chair.
There's just like... Yeah, I guess on your jeans, whatever. What if you have your silk pants on that day? Yeah.
I'm a sock guy, too.
Oh. A sock? You like on
I've
your
done
socks?
That.
I'll wipe stuff on my socks.
I'll wipe stuff on the inside of the inseam of my jeans, low down on the
No, I'll get my
leg.
I'll hit my socks, because I know the socks are getting washed.
Oh. Well, I know the jeans are getting washed, so, you know. Yeah, you don't wash your socks. The disturbing thing about this is it actually looks like someone peed themselves on it. And it definitely, you know what I mean?
Did you?
No, well, no. Not that I remember. I feel like I'd remember that. And I should take a picture of this thing. Unfortunately, I don't think it has that much time left in it. There are some pretty good-looking stress tears in the fabric.
One day you sit down, it's just going
to
break.
It's just going
to
turn
to the ground.
Dust.
Yeah.
This chair has a half-life of 23 years. That is that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I have my chair, and I'm ready to go.
Good. It's
so yesterday, you guys all ran your separate directions, and I stayed right here in the city, and roamed around and did. I used to do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it. In fact, it's cool to walk.
Was it raining?
It wasn't. It's raining
good.
This morning though.
Yeah.
On my way in, it was raining.
Yeah.
And so if you're leaving today thinking we're out of the storm window, it's raining today.
And some areas have some. Low visibility with the fog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fog's been really unpredictable.
They're saying, I don't know which way you came in. Did you come in 280 at all?
Always.
Fog?
No.
Maybe it's in the upper areas, Pacifica.
But rain, full on rain. But no, I didn't hit rain. It was actually a really nice day, and you know, people know us here, so I'm like walking down the sidewalk.
Yay!
Hey, what's up? It's nice. It feels good.
You didn't skateboard?
I didn't skateboard.
Oh, well, right, because you had to carry all the skateboards.
No, I didn't. I went, that was a separate mission.
Right.
So I went Christmas shopping. I got a little sandwich and then hit some stores and got stuff for the missus and the kid. The huge Disney store down here. Mm-hmm. I hit that one.
Oh, man.
and got some stuff.
So you had a nice walk around the city.
I had a nice time. Yeah, I was. So I'm at the
Disney
store.
Were you the
store.
Guy with all the packages?
I had a lot of packages.
Oh,
I sure
man.
Did.
Someone could have rolled you.
Someone could have. You know what?
Thank goodness it was broad daylight. He had that much more of a chance
Please,
of not
San
getting
Francisco.
Rolled.
I
pay attention to what's going on around me, though. Yeah. And
you probably look like a tough guy.
Yeah. I know, and all his dad.
So you're a tough guy.
Bald head.
So I at the counter, I see these two... Elsa and Anna dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, how much are those? And she's like, they're 150. And I'm like,
what? Each?
They're numbered. They're like collector's things. And I know my kid would have ripped those out of the box in 2 seconds and been like, I'm playing with those.
Yeah, this $150 doll is now my bitch.
So I'm all, where are the ones you can play with? She points to the $20 ones. And I'm like, those
Excellent.
Are the ones we need.
Go for right. that.
But oh then I'm like, at the counter, that brings them up, mm-hmm. and it says, singing Elsa doll. And I was like, oh, mother bleep me.
It's a singing doll.
So I'm the guy. It's usually grandpa who brings the toy over that's the singing. And you're
and
like,
gets to leave.
Right. It was me this time. Mm. I bought two singing dolls.
Oh, my God.
Tell her she could only play with those in her room with the door closed.
Oh, man. Right. Well, whatever.
Well, you're jamming out to your guitar.
I wasn't going to buy the $100 ones.
No
so
way.
I stuck with the singing Elsa and Anna dolls.
Can you just not put batteries in them? Oh. And they won't be singing.
Well, she's good. Can she read singing?
Yeah, that's right. She can read. Well, you know what? You could Sharpie over that part of the packaging. Just cross out the word singing on
In
all the
car the other day, she goes, what is the name of this song? And I look, and it's Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
Ooh.
And I just hit forward, and it switches the song.
Did she even notice?
Yeah, she goes, wait, what was that?
Hello.
And I'm not even going there with
You're
you.
You're six,
right now.
Yeah, kid.
I'm not dealing with that. Forget
six
it.
Six on fire.
It's a hard day when you realize that you can't spell things out to your spouse anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so suddenly, and kids, boy, they want to know everything.
So I hit all the stores. Mm-hmm. Totally in the Christmas spirit. I'm feeling it. I hope you guys are too.
I am.
Little.
It's fine.
You don't at all.
Well, she's not a super holiday girl.
Yeah, I'm not a holiday girl at all. But, doing some shopping for the kids, that helped me along. When the Marines come in tomorrow, that'll help me along. And when the kids come in next week to sing from Drake High School.
Right.
Oh, cool.
That really gets me. I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. And then I cry and I start feeling it.
Aw.
Good.
I'm going to finish wrapping all my presents today.
Mm-hmm.
So you're done.
I do believe I'm done.
Good
I need
you.
To inventory. You know how as I Christmas shop, I sort of put all the things, all the boxes that come from Amazon, into a pile. Like I know what's in there, but I don't want the kids getting into them or whatever. So I've got this sort of big pile, and in my head, I have like a checklist of who I needed to get for. It would be really helpful to actually write it down. So I'll probably do that today. But I'm going to wrap that, and then I'll be able to take a final inventory if there's anything else. I figure if I do it today, I'll have enough time to get stuff delivered before Christmas. Because now the crunch is on. Now there's no more guarantees.
Yeah, you got to send those out if you're going to.
Well, I'm going to deliver them to, because I'm actually going to go to Florida. So I'll be there for Christmas.
So you're bringing all the boxes with you there?
That's what's been great about this year. All my boxes are like in one little area. Mm-hmm. Like we're doing almost nothing for Christmas. The kids are each getting a couple things, but but we're going to do that here before we leave.
That's good.
Yeah. It'll be the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're older.
They are.
They really...
The problem is everything they need,
you either don't need anything or the thing you need is really expensive.
Mm.
Like 5 years ago, we got my son the laptop that he wanted, and now he's in his third year at Berkeley, and that thing, I mean, it's such a piece of poo. That he's like, I hate to even ask, but the only thing I really need is a new computer.
Well, it's for school.
Yeah. I know. I do feel like, all right.
Well, he is a computer
science
major.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
So I'm like, all right. 5 years, that's good.
I know. He got 5 years out of it. Yeah. I'm actually pretty stoked about that. We went back and looked at when we bought it.
Maybe ask him to hack some Swedish accounts or something, too,
oh my God.
While he's at it.
That's what he should do. A Swiss bank.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's or a, even a bank here. I mean,
sure. Any, hack any bank.
Forget the Swedish thing. Just get any bank.
You mean Switzerland.
Whatever.
Swiss.
I don't know.
I'm like, are the Swedish known for their banking? I thought they were known for their smorgasbords.
Someone says, let's see. I got an Elsa doll, too. We put tape over the speaker before the kiddo sees it. And it helps a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
Someone says, no, don't do it. We have a singing Elsa doll. There is no off switch.
No, we've had them before, so I'm not unfamiliar. Yeah. But it was one or the other, and I wasn't. If I thought she'd keep it in the box, I'd buy them. Mm. I have no problem. Like, it's Christmas. You're into this. I'll get these for you. Mm-hmm. But for those to become the things that are now in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Like, pretty soon she's going to want to give it a haircut. Right.
I bet you the singing one won't survive the bathtub.
Probably not. No.
That's a good thing. Although, electric shock.
Then she's going to say,
no.
Well, she's going to start crying and want another one.
Yeah. This one doesn't sing anymore.
Whatever.
Now it's your turn to do the singing.
Last night, she had to go to another doctor yesterday. Mm. Oh. So I picked up my youngest daughter, and her and I did alone time for a while. Mm-hmm. She wears me out, you guys. Wears me out.
She's got a lot of energy.
She's hardcore. Hardcore. Like trying to kill herself the whole time, every minute.
She is.
She's just gnarly.
I am so glad, A, that's not my kid. B, I'm so glad I'm going to get to hear the stories.
Yeah,
like,
she's
Baby
so
Hulk
gnarly.
Is fascinating.
I'm glad that she was the second kid, because if she was the first kid,
there
then wouldn't
have
want to
right.
add
no,
a second one.
Well, even the first one was a lot in a different way, and we still ended up doing it.
But
so.
She was such a delight by the time you got pregnant with this one.
That's true.
You know, she
that
was a four-year-old, for God's sake. That's the year, too. Like,
so she had another doctor's appointment, and we're seeking experts about the things that have been wrong with her. And the place that she went yesterday, and they had a really successful
visit. Good.
They gave her a whoopee cushion and a fake piece of poo.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Well, because it's gastrointestinal.
Oh,
and they're trying to
some poops.
Kids, so they're
find
you
some
know.
Fun in it.
So
yeah.
She comes home with this whoopee cushion, and I'm wrecked. By this point, I've done this our show, the city. I got the skateboards from the guys at Deluxe. So they were awesome. I show up at noon at Deluxe. Mm-hmm. Because I've been in the city this whole time, and I show up on my way out, and I'm supposed to see Jim, and I don't see Jim. But when I walk in, his whole crew is eating lunch in this front room watching skateboard videos. They're eating lunch together.
Oh, my God, funny.
And I'm like, sorry, fellas.
I'm here, and I need my stuff.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
And really,
I'd love to sit with you.
Everybody's eating. They look up like, what are you doing? What do you want, man? They were great, though. And Cam, thank you. He got up, put his whatever his pizza pocket down or whatever he was eating.
Oh, pizza pocket.
They were clearly doing like
hot
microwave.
Pocket. Yeah, hot pockets, right. Yeah.
Some things for lunch. So anyway, they helped load the car. It was, it was great. Mm. But so now I'm finally home. I'm sitting there. The missus comes in. The kid comes in. Everyone's kind of happy because I got to eat macaroni and give the youngest kid macaroni and then hide it all. Mm. And then they come in. And so she's like, got this whoopee cushion. She makes it work. And she's farting. And then she blows it up, gets my hand, pulls me off the couch and says, sit down. And I sit on it, and it blows.
You blew it out! Oh,
you
no!
You fat ass!
Boy! Oh, Vinny. It's not fat. He's got a bony ass. He can pop the thing.
I should have known this, because I've had these things before. She overinflated it, so my weight just blew the thing, instead of allowing it to fart
out,
as it's supposed to. So she starts crying, and I'm like, oh, God. Come on, what am I supposed to do now? I'm going to bed. Getting out of here.
Oh, this is your problem.
So yeah. I come back later and I'm talking to her and she goes, I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at your butt, Dad. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. You can be mad at my butt.
What do you want me to say?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a perfect stocking stuffer. You go to Amazon.
Thank you.
I'm already planning. Just write that down.
I'm writing it down
do
now.
Do it. You need to go to Amazon.
Very good point.
You know what? Buy some backups. I'm sure they're $1 a piece. Use that at the dollar store, pick up a few more cushions.
I'm sure her teacher is glad she's not coming to school with that today. Because yeah. I think that was the...
Yes.
Where the upset came from is I can't wait to show this to my friends.
You got to teach her proper inflation techniques and then send her off to school with that.
It's not a balloon.
Nope.
And leave it at school.
It's not. It is. They are so funny, though. You know, when you're a kid, like, there's nothing funnier yeah. than farting. And I mean, in my humble opinion, yeah. I still love fart jokes. Oh, my God. My brother made the funniest fart joke at dinner last night.
Oh, good.
Oh,
let's
great.
Hear
at
him.
Dinner.
Well, it was after dinner, luckily. Mm. He has such control. I mean, he can just, and he's looking
blew.
At you as it's going, and he's sitting himself down while it's going still. He's
firing off.
It's
oh,
still
good.
Going. I mean, it was just, it's his delivery, you know?
It's gross.
He looks at you and like, oh, yeah. Well,
so you guys had dinner last night?
We do every Tuesday night. We have dinner. She made this delicious cheddar broccoli soup and put it in a bread bowl. I'm like, oh
perfect.
My God, you're trying to fatten me up for the feast. Like, clearly they're going to eat me for Thanksgiving.
So are they staying here for Christmas?
They are. So their kids are all coming to California.
Mm. Oh, so they're going to be hanging
be
at your place.
Not in my house.
You're locking up?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're not going to hang in my house. They have plenty of room at their little condo. I think mm-hmm. the kids are coming in staggered visits too.
Oh, good.
They, you know, they're all busy now.
Wow.
All these kids. I know.
I don't know, Sarah.
You're leaving. They're staying.
Well,
weird.
We're just going for a couple days, and you know, we're gonna do a little Christmassy thing with them that weekend before, mm-hmm. and then we're leaving on Sunday. So we spent a few days with my mom and dad, and my sister, and my brother-in-law, and their kids. Oh, it's gonna be great. Got dinners planned, and they're like, what if we did this on Christmas? I go, plan whatever you want. I'm fine with all of it. Whatever you guys want to do. Mm-hmm. I will be there, and I don't have any plans.
Right.
And I don't know where to go.
You're at their house. Do you stay with them?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at my mom's house.
So you don't hotel. You stay with them.
I don't hotel. Mm. You know, we're big drinkers, Vin, and it's very inconvenient to drive back to a hotel. And it's just nice to...
Hang out.
Get
yeah.
ripped and fall down where you are.
Yeah. In the olden days, when my kids were littler and needed someone to help them with breakfast and stuff, it was great because mm-hmm. those were like the only times I could ever sleep in. Like mm-hmm. my grandma and grandpa were like, oh my God, come on, we'll feed you, or whatever. And now it's just, you know, the kids go off and get on the boat with grandpa or, you know, or fish off the dock. Mm-hmm. It's freaking great. And I'm just like sitting there with coffee. And my mom's bathrobe on. Oh, this is a nice house coat, Mom. Hey, so Bryn is... Have you heard from him?
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
No, he
hasn't texted
really
me back.
Close to his house. Let me see if he texted me. Hold on. He, let's see, says he'll be here at 6:30, depending on traffic. He had to go home and fix his
flat. Oh, he told you that?
Why didn't he just switch cars? He's got 15
That's
of
what
them.
I said.
I said, he said, I have a flat tire. I said, oh, no, where are you? He said, turn back, going to try to patch it up. I said, be careful. And then I said, ETA, and then I got nothing from him.
Yeah, I asked him right before we went on the air, so he just texted me back. So anyway, yeah, he's a flat tire guy. But I, too, I thought he had like 5 cars.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that he would grab a different car or Anita's car mm-hmm.
or
something. Or
a motorcycle.
Yeah,
or...
whatever. Well, it's a little slippery for a motorcycle.
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like there's never a good time for a motorcycle.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Anyway, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We got a big show planned for you today. And Survivor's on tonight. So we'll talk about that. Be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.